You know, as a rule, we don't like rules. We don't like to be told what to do. We value personal freedom. We like to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and in the manner that we want to do it. We don't like to be under the control of anybody else. For example, many people see the speed limit as just a suggestion, and then they get mad when they get caught. When we see a sign, "Do not touch," what's the first thing we do? We reach out and touch it, and we find out that the paint really is wet, or the object is really fragile and expensive to replace when we break it. Look at the opposition to all the COVID restrictions. Some people have rebelled against wearing face masks from the very beginning. Some people don't take social distancing seriously. Some people won't get vaccinated. We're uncomfortable with laws, with duties, with responsibilities. We're ready to make exceptions in all circumstances. Laws might be okay, but they don't apply to me. Well, people or countries who delude themselves into thinking that they have no limits soon start thinking of themselves as gods. Look at the story of the sin of Adam and Eve. They had everything that they could possibly want, except the one thing that they could not have. They were not to eat from only one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But then Satan infected them with the idea that they could be more than what God had made them. Satan said to them, "God knows well that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods." We may dream that we are God. We may have delusions about being godlike. But we are not God. We will never be God. Every Sunday we profess in our creed, "I believe in one God." Do we believe that? The first commandment given to Moses affirmed that belief that there is only one God. He is not just the first among many or the most important among many. He is the only one. There are absolutely no others. But do we really believe that? Deep down. Think about it for a moment. How often do we place possessions and selfish pleasures or the esteem of others before our loyalty to the one God? Do we worry about what other people think of us, but not seem to care what God thinks of us? All sin is really a form of idolatry, honoring those false gods in our life, considering ourselves or our pleasures ahead of Him. In the gospel, we have the story of the cleansing of the temple. The temple, instead of a place of worship, had become a place of commerce. Jesus came to turn it back into a house of prayer. As St. John reminds us, Jesus was not just talking about the physical building of the temple, but also about the temple of His body. Our bodies, too, are temples of the Holy Spirit, meant to be places where God dwells. Without much attention to the spiritual side of our life, our faith gets a little dark and messy. Bad habits creep in. God gets crowded out. Other things take his place. What is there in us that needs to be cleansed, thrown out, overturned, in order for God to dwell with us? What are those idols that we have allowed to take up residence in our lives? What are those false gods that we bow down to? Lent is a time of personal cleansing and renewal, a time to turn back to God, the source of life. Let Jesus cast out the evils in your life.